pray. Thank you, Father. Lord, you've been so good to us, Father. You've taken care of us, Lord God, each one, Lord. And why we come here, Father, is like those people, those disciples, Father, when you spoke the way you spoke, Father, they wanted a Father fellowship with you and they followed you. And Lord God, when they found you, they asked you some questions about why do you speak the way you speak in parables, Lord God, and not revealing the whole thing to the people. And you said, those people who you're talking to, they were not supposed to hear. But you are given to hear. And that is what Father brought them to them, to him. They had something in them that was thirsting and hungering for this truth, for the revelation of your word. That is why they went to seek for that revelation. These people have come now, Lord God, here tonight. They are seeking you, Father, that you can speak to them, Lord. These are the people who you have given to hear, Lord God. And tonight we are gathered here for that, Lord, that you may speak those deep things, those secrets of the heart, Lord God, that no man knows, Father, but the bride and the bridegroom. We are here, Father. We want to commune with you. We want to have a communion with you. Speak, Father, to our hearts as our prayer. If there be any need in our midst, Lord God, as you speak, create that faith, Father, because you are that revelation, Lord God. When you reveal it, Father, it is faith. And build that faith, build that revelation in a man's heart, Lord, that they can achieve whatever, Lord God, physical thing or spiritual things, Father, we need. We commit ourselves to you now, Father, as we, Father, commit this service to you, that you may speak to us. Remember Brother Michael, Lord God, going to the hospital, Father, sometimes. Father, be with him is our prayer. We remember him before you. We also remember, Father, Brother Don, Lord God, our pastor, Father. He's not with us tonight, Lord, somewhere serving you, Father. We commit him to you and the family there, Lord God. Sister Esther, Father, and them, and everyone who is not able to come tonight, Lord, bless them. Whoever they are, Father, bless them as you bless us. Those who are listening in, Lord, as you bless us, Father, remember them also. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. You can get seated. You can get seated. I'm sorry. I gave out these papers again. I don't know when I will be done with them. Sometimes I come with something and I feel like I'm boring people, so I don't know. I'm not boring anybody. just forgive me for that if I bore you just a bit. I want us to go to that paper a bit and then look at it. Brother Don, maybe you have it. I don't know whether it was sent to him when I made it the first time. I don't know whether he had it. I don't know. Do you have it on your email or something like that? I can throw it here. Maybe Brother Don can look at it. If it's not, Brother, I'm giving you so much work. I'm sorry about that. I'm still here. And my topic is still the rapture is eternity. Rapture is eternity. Somebody told me that I preach that so much about the rapture. But I found out that this is the greatest thing that can happen on a human being. People have not come to realize what this is, the rapture. We just talk about the rapture sometimes and we don't realize what it is. It's the greatest thing that can happen to a human being. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. God bless you. God bless you, brother. God bless you. It's a great thing. It is taking us back to where we came from. It is the completion. Is the completion of redemption. It doesn't look like that. And the problem is we are here in these bodies. And in the beginning, where we come from, because redemption is taking us back to where redemption is taking us back. But it doesn't seem like it has happened because we are still here suffering. And in the beginning, Adam and Eve were not suffering. You see that? That's a confusion. We don't look like we are there because surely this is not the beginning. It doesn't look like the beginning. Now, the confusion is, there's the difference between the process of redemption. That redemption. It depends on what he's dealing with. There are three things that he's dealing with in this redemption. I hope you understand that. Can you get that? There are three things that he's dealing with. On the reverse of that paper, don't go, Brother Michael, just that's okay. But on the reverse of your paper, it's okay, Brother. You have it. Okay. On the reverse of the paper, thank you very much, Brother. On the reverse of that paper, you see there are three things that God was redeeming. There were three things that God was redeeming. There was the individual you. And why I thought that I would put this there as an individual, as different from these others, is because a brother in Pakistan wrote me some times ago. I don't know why he wrote me. And he asked me, was Paul in the past church age, was he justified? Was he sanctified? How was he justified? And justification was preached by Luther. Do you get the point?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was some time ago. How was he then justified? And justification came by Luther. Sanctification came by Wesley. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost came by Brother Branham. And from there now we go to the fullness of redemption. You get that? Now he asked me that question. And it's good to look at it. Was Paul justified? Was Paul sanctified? That's why I brought the idea of a man that is gonna be redeemed, that is gonna be taken back. Because look here, it's got to be. This is the way God does. This is the way God, whenever He's redeeming anything, there are three steps: justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Whether He's gonna redeem the church, or you as an individual, or the earth. This is the method he uses. He doesn't know any other method. So if he's going to redeem Paul, God is going to justify him. God is going to sanctify him. That time, the justification was with God. Justification was God. God can do it. He doesn't need to wait for Paul. In fact, for Ruth. Ruth was the portion. When it comes to church ages, this is different because it is the portion. Listen very well. The difference between the individual, redemption, and the church, this is the difference. Listen very well. I hope I'm not mixing you up. So there is the way he redeems. The way he redeems is justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And from there, the following thing is what he wanted, is the redemption. He's got it now. That's the fourth thing. So when it comes to the church, look here. When it comes to the church is a group of people. Every time is a group of people. Remember, it's a group of people. In post time, it's that group of people. They are redeemed. Listen, they are redeemed. They are redeemed. Just like us. They are redeemed. But by the portion of the word that is given to that age. It's complete and good. It's complete, it's enough, it's sufficient for them. Then God comes to the next stage, to the next age. He takes Irenaeus. That group of people, remember that, it's a group of people. It's a group of people, a seal comes from heaven, it drops down a revelation. That revelation has justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Yes. Can you get that? That is enough for them, every age, in every age. That is why, listen, that's why. The word of your age is what saves you.
Right, exactly.
And it's sufficient. It's not justification, sanctification. It's just everything is enough for that group of people.
Yes.
In every age. I hope you get that. When it comes to this last age, the last age, now listen, is the fullness of the whole thing.
Right.
And you cannot be justified. It's different. This is higher. This is higher order now. Because Paul was very high, but they fell. And they died completely. Now from there, it comes bigger and bigger. Ruther had a very great revelation for his age. Now, Wesley had a greater revelation, more than Ruther. Is that right? It's coming here. Brother Branham had higher revelation than us. But now when he's finished completely, all the power that Paul had, all the Irenaeus had, all that now comes here. This is the greatest of the greatest.
Yes,
because he's finished with redemption.
Yes,
that's about the church. So this church is different. It's saving the church. It's redeeming the church. That's why we have the first church age, second church age, third church age. But in every age, there was justification. In every age, there was sanctification. In every age, there was a baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, when it comes to the earth, this is different. I hope you get that. I hope you get that. When it comes to the earth, this is different. Bride, are you getting it? When it comes to the earth, this is different. He's redeeming the earth. First, he's going to redeem the individual. Secondly, he's going to redeem the church. Now, when the church and the individual, because the church is made up of people, is that right? Yes. It's made up of people. So when they start, when they are redeemed and the church is redeemed, now Adam can start and say, me and Eve and him are come together. Now, when they start, now listen. Why did the earth fall? Why did the earth fall? Maybe I'm repeating myself what I've been saying here, but that's okay. Maybe there are some people there who need to say, that's okay. Why did the earth fall? The earth did not do anything wrong. The earth did not do anything wrong. It's Adam who fell. Earth fell because their God, the God of the earth, the owner of the earth, the God of the earth has fallen. Can you hear that? So, to redeem the earth, that is why he's got to redeem the individual Eve. The church is Eve. Adam and Eve has got to start again here on earth. Can you get that? For redemption, they got to be completely redeemed and start here on earth first. If they don't, and he goes and finishes redeeming the earth, then the earth will fall again. Praise God. So first, the individual Eve, because we are Eve, Eve and Adam has got to start back here again, like it was in the Garden of Eden. But now, let's go back to this picture at the back. There's something I wanted to see there, at the back here. Something I wanted to see here. If you look, we have the beginning. We have the beginning. Is that right? Forget about the Elohim. That is in the beginning, before the beginning. That's before the beginning. Nothing was built. Nothing was created. Maybe this is new to Sister Evelyn, because Evelyn was not with us. Was she with us? Yeah. She was not able to come, is she? Okay, that's okay now. Now you see, Elohim. That's Elohim in the mind of God in the beginning, before the beginning, in the eternity. Now, the first thing he did was to create himself. Not creating, actually he's expressing himself. The words used by the prophet was God expressing himself. I hope you get it. God expressed himself. God was the thought, then he spoke. When he spoke, he became the word. So that is why I put that next. He spoke the word. He became the word. Now, as I said, he's there when I was preaching in the Easter meetings. I said, I don't know where to put the ages, whether in the beginning or before the word or after. I don't know where. I just put it here. According to the way I see the word, where you put the ages, the creation of ages. Because the first thing God says he created was the ages. Can you get that? Now, from there, since I bring, he creates something. If you look at that, the beginning. He creates the beginning. Can you get that? What is beginning? Is time. I don't know. I didn't want to go back there. But it's all right. I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go back there. It's too much from there. So what he created there is a beginning. He created time. The beginning. That's called the beginning. When you hear, in the beginning was the word, is that portion. Can you see that box? Can you see that box in that picture? Called the beginning. He's talking about that box. In the beginning was the word. The word was God. In other words, when he created the beginning, because everything was created by his word. Not by the thoughts. After the thoughts became the word. After the thoughts were expressed and became the word. Now creation started. So even the angels were created by the word. That's why he said nothing was created without him. Jesus. Because Jesus Christ was the word. In other words, it was Jesus Christ. It was God in the form of Jesus Christ, in the form of the word that was creating things. I hope you get that. That's why he says, before Abraham, I am. And nothing was created before me. Can you get that? Because he's the one who created the things that here are. Okay, now. From there, he creates something that's called time. What is time? Time is eternity dropped into an element called time. Can you get that? I think you know English more than me. Element of time. It's still, and the prophet says, the fact that he has dropped this element, eternity to time, that does not mean it's not eternal. Right. That does not, you know, eternity is a circle. The process is a circle without an end. Time does not cut that eternity.
Right.
It is still eternity going through time.
Right.
Can you get that?
Yes.
It's eternity going through time. So this beginning was still eternity. In his mind, in God's mind, listen very well, in God's mind, I've said that so many times, and why I'm saying, I don't know, because very many people have questions, Brother Michael. The other day, I spent about 2 hours trying to explain somebody, how can I see, and I explained. Of course, finally, he said, I get it now, and he was very happy. But this, I think it's raised a very, questions like that, and some people want more explanation than that, that's right. But if you are listening in, and maybe you have a question, you still can ask. I don't care explaining it 10 times, I will explain it again if you need it. Maybe you people don't need it, maybe, I don't know why. But you see, now, so it comes to a time. So God created time. The time God created was for a period of time. It's just a period of time. I get that. It was just a period of time. God wanted that, to create whatever and finish and rest and then go back to what he was. What was he? Eternity again. So time was not eternity by itself. The element called time was not eternity itself. Can you get that? The element called time was not eternity itself. But eternity was passing through it. Because there's nothing that is called eternity. Eternity is God.
Right.
So God was passing through that time.
Yes, sir.
And everything that is God was passing through that time. And God, also creation. Creation does not mean that it's not eternal. Like the earth. The earth was created. It's still, yeah? What? What? Okay, thank you. Slow down a bit. Thank you. Thank you, my dear. So you see, so time does not mean that eternity has stopped. But time is not eternal. I hope it's clear. Time is not eternal. Time will go away. Time will go away.
Yes.
Time will go away. And God created time for a purpose, for his creation. And he called it the beginning. That's why you hear the prophet says, go back to the beginning. He said, Jesus Christ told you when they asked him about the question on marriage and divorce, he told them, go back to the beginning. The prophet says, he was telling to go back here. And there are quotes that are going to show you when beginning started and when beginning ended. Beginning started when he said, evening and night, I don't know. Evening and day, the first day. Boss, you know that? Now, in the beginning, God created the earth. That was the beginning. That was the beginning. That was the starting of the beginning. Now, the prophet says, the end of the beginning was when God came down. Listen very well. This beginning, that box ended when Adam sinned. And God came and stopped that beginning. And I asked that question there. And we read some quotes here the other day about the easy day. Now, what if there was no sin? And I say that's hypothetical because that's just thinking, is right?
Yes.
What if there was no sin? The prophet says it could have finished the seventh day. Remember, his creation, this element of time, was the first day. Evening and the morning, the first day. Evening, the second day. The third day, the fourth day. The fifth day, the sixth day. The sixth day he created man. Is that right? When he created man, he put him in charge of everything. And after creating man, he rested. Can you get that? God rested. And he, in his rest on the seventh, because he rested on the seventh day, the man fell. When he fell, Genesis 3, the whole of Genesis 3, he says, that is, the prophet says, that is the beginning. Are we clear on that? I don't know whether this is important because I've said it so many times. It feels like that box. Can you see that box there? And it says the beginning, it was perfect. When God came and created that beginning, he looked at it and he said, this is what I wanted. This is the best thing I've done. This is what was in my mind. This is what I wanted. It's so good. It's so nice. And now, because it's good and it's what I wanted, in fact, he says, this is what I, in the book called Power to Transform, the prophet says, he looked at it and said, this is what I desired. The beginning, the lion, the trees, the mountains, the heaven. This is what I desired. Then in Genesis, it fell. In Genesis 3, it fell. The prophet says, that marks the end. If I could put the scriptures here. At the end of the box there, you can see the box there that is called the beginning, and it's perfection. It's perfection. Beginning is perfection. That beginning was perfection. At the end there, I could actually align there. And that line to go to the other box, the fall, the process and redemption, to go to that box, I would write Genesis 3. To that line. That line, I would say Genesis 3. Genesis 3 closed the beginning. Yes. The beginning that God wanted. The beginning. And remember, God was in his mind. God did not intend that we stay in his thoughts. Because we are in his thoughts. Everything, the way you are, not the way you are, sister. The way you are when you are 21. Sorry. The way you are when you are 21. The way you are when you are 21. That's exactly the picture that God had. Because the prophet says that he sees you come and you grow, you grow. You come to a certain age and he says, okay, that's what I wanted. Start dying. That's what happens, right? And that's what he does. Exactly. So when you're 21, something, I don't 20, 21, 20, around your prime age, that's what God wanted. So he created you like that, and he said, this is good. That's what he saw you. He saw that's good. Now, when he did that, when the four came, he said, no. I've got to do it again. He has taken now 6,000 years. Right now he's taking 6,000 years to bring it back. Where? Where? Not here. He's not gonna bring it here. Where is he gonna bring it back to? Here. Praise God. Well, that's what he wanted. That he desired it. That's what he wanted. The prophet said, it was perfect. It is what I desired. I wanted that. And I'm so happy about it. That's exactly. And the prophet says, in fact, it's very dramatic there. If you got it that, I'll give you. I'll put it to the fellowship group and the faith group. He put this very dramatically. This is what I wanted, and that I loved it, and it was perfect like that. Right. And God went to rest. And he told Adam, take care of it. Adam, take care of it. That's what I wanted. Take care of it the way it is. Yes. Let it run it right. Just like I would run it. Run it. Run it, Adam. And he left it there. And he said, you are God to that. Take care of that. And then the fall came. For another 1,000 years now. Now, the question was, I didn't answer that. The question was, Rebecca, what if it didn't fall? Where would it have gone? That's the question. Where would it have gone? The prophet said he doesn't have an easy day. We have been talking about the easy days, right? What is the easy day? He says it is eternity. We don't have an easy day. So what if it didn't fall, senior? Where would it have gone? After 7, he doesn't have another number. Right. We go to eternity, we go to 8. The prophet says, God does not have an easy number. Is that right? So it could have gone back. Time would have elapsed also. Time was finished by the fall, but time could have still been finished by God, by end of the 7 church ages, or end of the 7th day. Is that right? 7th day should have been the last. Where do we go after the 7th? Eternity again. Time would have been erased. Time would have been taken. Listen, time would have taken away. It's taken away, done away with. It was just an element. Then we go to eternity again. We continue with the circle. Is that right? An unending circle. No end. Is that right? Go back again to eternity. That's what God. But now, it didn't happen. It fell. So God started all over again. So now, that box, the fall, the process of redemption, all that. The fall, that is the time, is called Satan's Eden. Why? It is the time of the fall. People here are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. The whole world has right tendings and things like that. The knowledge that we have is destruction. The cars that we make is destruction. It kills more than all the diseases we have. That's what the prophet is. And all this chaos, it is called Satan's Eden. But now God is going to struggle it and take it from the devil and bring it back to what it was. Can you get that? So that is redemption. To bring it back where? Not here, but here. To bring all this is going to be brought here. All right? Now, that is what is redemption. To do that, that is why we were talking about the other side of the paper. That's why we're saying, to do that, he's got to do 3 things. First, And he's going to do first thing first. He's going to take you and as an individual. And every age, he's going to redeem you. Can you get that? I said, what is justification? I said that. Let me just mention a bit. I think we don't have time, but we can just say that. What is justification? I said, it's simply, brothers, sisters, I'm not educated. I don't have anything. My mind is so small. I don't think very much. I don't have great minds. But I look at things in simplicity. I don't want complications. So what is justification? The prophet says it's like taking a cup. He has illustrated it in many ways. He's taking a cup from the pen where the chicken were pooping on it and pooing and bad and jumps and whatever. Is right? You take it. The prophet says, when you take it up, you say, this is mine. That means it's yours. That's justification. You have justified it. That it doesn't belong there. It's mine. Doesn't belong there. This is mine. When you take it, the first thing you go is to wash it. He says, to wash it with water. You bring it to the sink, you wash it. He says, that is sanctification. You are sanctifying it. You are setting it aside. You are saying, it is not going to stay like this. I want to set it aside so that it can be used. He says, sanctification is setting aside for use. So you wash it with water, is right? After washing it with water, there's something else we do. Here, you put it in a dishwasher, is right? So that all that germs can be pumped with hot water, until it's completely clean. Is right? He says, that is the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost comes and does the same thing to you as an individual. Right. Look at that. As an individual, he does that to you. He cleans it completely. After cleaning completely with hot water, everything. Now, that place, like that cup is a good place now. It's a good cup. Now you can take it and put some water there and drink it. You can use it. That is the purpose that it was bought. And now you can put it in the cupboard and say, this is my cup that we'll be using to take tea. That's complete. That cup is completely redeemed. Right. That's a completion of redemption. Can you get that? Now, that's what he does to you as an individual. It's simple. It's simple. God in simplicity. Can you get that? That's the same way he does to the church. Am I very fast? If I'm very fast, just draw my attention and I'll go slow. Senior, just do that. Just do your hands like that, okay? Just do your hands like that so they can go slow. We are not in a hurry, baby. And if time goes, we just stop and go come another day. No problem. Praise be to God. Okay. So the Holy Ghost actually is to, he comes in and burns. The purpose of the Holy Ghost is to come and burn. Now, there has been a question. What about somebody like Paul? Did he have the Holy Ghost? Yes, he had the Holy Ghost. In fact, I was studying since last night and part of yesterday. I've been looking at the resurrection. I want really to bring about the resurrection. Pray for me. Because some things are not really connecting. I started scratching my head. Some things are not connecting. I'm seeing four resurrections. And that is, I've never heard anybody say that. And I'm looking at myself and I'm wondering whether I'm really feeling right in my mind. But I'm seeing four resurrections. Two spiritual and two physical. That's me. And another thing I say, if you don't see exactly the way I do, God bless you. It's okay. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're right. Okay? Don't worry. Maybe you're right. Help me. And don't stay with it. If you think I'm wrong, don't stay with it. Just bring it up. And then we look at it. All right. So now we come to the church. The church is the same way. Now, how about somebody like Paul? How was Paul redeemed? Paul was justified. Paul was sanctified. Just like that. There's no any other way to redeem anybody. Justification, sanctification has not come with ruler. Can you get that? It's not come with ruler. It was there in the Old Testament. God was, in fact, the prophet says that in the millennium, Abraham will be there. And he says that Abraham was going around looking for a city. And the prophet says he didn't know that it was just above him. It was there. And the prophet says he'll be there. And the 144,000 will be there. Can you see that? In the millennium. But now, let's come to the earth. Now, the earth, the same. Now, that is. So in the first church age, look here. In the first church age, God brought the... Okay, now, what do we see when it comes to... Now, look here. God wanted another seven. That's what we were talking about. Is it last Wednesday? I think last Wednesday. God wanted to... he must bring it back to what it was in the Garden of Eden. Seven, is that right? Seven. He's got to have 7 days.
Right.
Can you get that? He's got to have 7 days. So he creates 7 days after bringing Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. Can you get that? That is, you're not talking about, you got to know what God is talking about when he talks about these things. Is he talking about you as an individual? Is he talking about the church? Or is he talking about the earth? Can you get that? So, first thing he did was to get somebody who can redeem. Is that right?
Right.
Who can redeem? There was no man on earth, on heaven, there was no redeemer. So he makes a redeemer. And the Bible says it would be very unjust for God to send Jesus Christ, to send his son. If he had a son, it would be very hard to send his son. It would be very bad to send his son to die. So himself, God, was made flesh. There's no father and son and things. It's only one God. That one God became flesh. Himself became flesh. He came here to be the Redeemer. For 4,000 years, listen, for 4,000 years, in these 7 years, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, there are 7 years. Remember, there are 7 years. God is dealing with 7 years. Is that right? So in these 7 years, for 4,000 years, in these 7 years, since the fall, you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's about 7 days, is that right? The week is 7 days. Each day is 1,000. So 1,000 years, is that right? It's 1,000 years. So in the first day was 1,000 years. In the second day, 1,000 years. For 4,000 years, so for 4 days, God created a man and he stood here. God became man and stood here on earth. The Redeemer is complete, is that right? That is his plan. That is his plan. He has a plan and he's got to get it. The purpose is one, to redeem everything that fell and bring it back to what it was. And do away with element of time and everything goes. Is that right? Let me get that now. Now listen. So the first thing he did was he made Adam. Adam stood here on earth. As it had happened in the Garden of Eden, I have some quotes here. It's not about this. I don't know why I went like that, but that's okay. I just wanted to show you about the rapture and how the rapture goes together with the new heaven and new earth. That's all I wanted, but it has come, there it comes, no problem. No. For 4,000 years, he took Adam. And as you remember, in the Garden of Eden, he took Adam and laid him down. This will not be Adam if he's not going to do exactly the same as he did in the Garden of Eden. Is that right? To make sure that he's complete Adam. Adam. This is the second Adam.
Right.
Why is he bringing an Adam in this? Why is in this matrix, in this mathematics? Why is he bringing him? Why? Remember, it's Adam that was supposed to die. The soul that is sinned must die. So actually, the person who was supposed to die in the Garden of Eden was not nobody else. It was Adam. But Adam cannot die. Adam, if he dies and goes to hell, is God going to hell. That is his son. And God is eternal. Adam was eternal and he cannot go to hell. Can you get that? He cannot go to hell. So God has to make a way. God has to make a way to bring him back. So God himself came and became man and died.
Right.
I hope you get that. Now the Redeemer is here, is ready. Now, but he's not Adam. He's not exactly the way he was. So what he does, what does he do? He takes him, lays him down and takes Eve. Just like he did in the Garden of Eden. Can you remember that? Just like he did in the beginning. Okay, it's not there. Just like he did in the beginning. What did he do in the beginning? That he called is good, and it's good, and it's good, it's good, it's great, is what I desired. What did he do in the beginning? What did he do? He took Adam and laid him down and took Eve out of him. So here he comes and takes the bride. The bride is Eve. He takes the bride out of Jesus Christ. Is that right? And the prophet says, when Eve came here on earth, that was the first change. The prophet says, here she was, pure and unadulterated. And for a period of time, that is Acts 4, 46, something like that, she was pure. No sin, no nothing. And nobody was joining in every group. Now in every group, there's an unbeliever and a believer. There was no nanny believer in that first group. It was pure Eve. Just like Eve fell, this Eve also fell. Can you get that? But we have Adam. We have Adam already. Adam that is not foreign and Adam that cannot fail. I'm sorry, bride. I know you are sleepy. This is your time to go to sleep. Oh, no. It's the time to wake up. So there's Adam. Adam cannot fall now. And Adam is standing. Is that right? Now we go to the next step. There's Eve. Eve got to be redeemed. Can you get that? Now for these 2,000 years since Paul, for these 2,000 years, his work is to redeem, not Adam. Is that clear, Sister Everin? Not that Adam is ready. Adam has come here and stood up. His name was Jesus Christ. The problem is that was the second Adam. The first Adam fell. Now we have another Adam. Another question that I was asked by somebody. Why? why make another Adam? This is the reason. Because of his laws. Because of God's laws. Yes. The law of God of redemption. Listen very carefully. Is if I fall and I owe because of the fall, Brother Don comes. It's just an example. Brother Don comes and takes my car or takes my lad. Okay? Because I don't have food and he's given me so much. And now it's just an example. And I don't have nothing and I'm dying and he's still giving me food. He takes my land. According to the law of God, it's the law of God. According to the law of God, nobody else, even Don, cannot have that land. That's the law of God of redemption. He cannot have that land. The land in Israel was not being sold. That was the law of God. Here, we take it as a property, it's wealth, you can sell it and buy and whatever. But in Israel, land was not being sold. You remember Naboth? When the king wanted the land, that land of Naboth, he said, no. We don't sell that. This is for my ancestors or something. I cannot sell. So according to God, that property cannot go. That is why you hear in the Garden of Eden, when the title deed fell from Adam, the son of God that had the title, when it fell, it could not go to Satan.
That's right.
It does not belong to Satan. Where does it go to? Back to the Father. Amen. Where he had inherited it from. Yes. I hope you get that. Yes. So according to the law of God of redemption, nobody else can get this title deed. It must be Don, me, and Don cannot sell it. Nobody can sell it. He's just holding it.
Right.
Now from there, we wait. My son Bill comes. He tries. Or Boswell, he comes. He tries. And then he's not able to redeem it. It stays there. His son comes. Nobody can get it but that lineage. Can you get that? That is the law of God, that lineage.
Right.
That lineage of Gomba. That lineage of Gomba is the only people who can redeem it. Can you get that?
Yes.
So in that lineage of Adam is the only one who can get it. So Adam had to come back again, another Adam, another son of Adam. That's why this guy was called son of Adam, son of man. He must be son of man. Is that right?
Right.
So he comes here, he's another Adam. So now, the son of Adam now can redeem it. So he said, I'm worth. That is why heaven and earth, nobody was worth except him. Because there were laws of God that he was to be righteous. He was to be worth. I don't know. I think there are four things. Worthy, enough money, a man of right standing, and all these things.
Right.
He was the only one that was qualified. So he starts up and says, I'm qualified. Now he wants to redeem it now. So that is why he had to make another Adam. Now, there's an Adam here and there's an Eve. Eve was foreign. That's where we are, is right? Now we have 2,000 years. We don't have 7 years. I think we went through this last time. Now we have 2,000 years. We don't have the 7 years to redeem Eve. You don't have that. We're not talking about the earth now. We are talking about the church. You know, you don't have. So what does God do? He creates an element of time called the church ages. Is that clear? Are you lost, Sister Everin? Juanita? Are you gonna? He creates another element of time called church ages. First church age is the first day. Just like in the Garden of Eden, right? The first day, the second day, the third day. The seven church ages are the 7 years again, or the 7,000 years again. 7 days is the 7 days of the week. Is that right? Now, on the seventh, I think it's that very well. On the seventh, now, What is he doing? He is redeeming the church. Adam is okay and Adam has stood up. Is that right? Now he's redeeming the church. That's why we have the church ages. Church ages is the redemption of Eve. It's the redemption of Eve. He's bringing back his church. He's bringing his feminine part. God's feminine part is coming in. Can you get that? So in every age, he has people. In every age, he has people. A group of people that is his part. Can you get that? So he comes on redeeming them until now the first churches fell. When they fell for three churches, it died. And the prophet likens it to a wheat plant. Is that right? So it came up, the first time it came up was Ruth. And he started now redeeming her. After falling, she comes up. She started now redeeming her. First, justification. Ruth preached justification. Second, Wesley preached sanctification. Is that right? What is he doing? He's cleansing his church. The third now, he brings the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Is that right? I have a question there, and you pray for me. Because that is likened with the millennium. Seventh is always millennium. Is that right? That's a big question. That's a big, big question. How is the seventh church likened to the millennium? And it's likened to the millennium. Praise be to God. Okay, now. Exactly. It's likened to the millennium. Now, that is right. Now, from there, I'm going to read a quote on that because that's where my topic was. Now, from there, Brother Branham is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Like you are given the baptism of the Holy Ghost and you are cleansed with fire. So the preaching of William Marion Branham of Pentecost, baptism of the Holy Ghost, was cleansing the church and burning it. So that now we can go to the rapture. What is rapture? Now, what is up there? Let's go there. We go to justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. Where do we go? Listen, where do we go? Indwelling. We call it indwelling. We call it indwelling. What is it? In every age. Now, that's another question. And I might be wrong. I might be wrong. You might be right. That's another question. Were they having the Holy Ghost? Yes. The problem was the portion. The people in the church, the first churches had the Holy Ghost. The problem was the portion. And the Holy Ghost will stay here until the seven church ages. Cleansing people. And when you are cleansed and you are called, and there are seven groups of brides. There's nothing like that in the Bible. There's nothing brides. It's the bride. Okay? It's the bride. But there are seven groups. There's a poor bride, like that, until seven. Can you get that? That's exactly right. Now, when it comes to seven, it's complete. God has completed. He doesn't have an eighth. So where does he go? In this eighth day, in the day called the seventh church age. I say those are days, is right? Paul's day, Irenaeus' day, like that. Until the seventh day. Where does he go? The prophet said, we don't have an eighth. Where do we go? To eternity. That's why he called rapture is eternity. What is eternity? He has actually taken the bride back. He has redeemed. He has finished redeeming the bride. Listen, because this is a very big question. The bride rapture is beyond millennium. Okay, let me come here. That's okay. Now, listen. If you look at the rapture is over there, brother. Rapture is over there, is right? Millennium is over there. Because this is the redemption of the earth. Right. Can you get that? Can everybody get that? This is the redemption of the earth. Can you see slowly? Because you have not come to the millennium. This is like Ruth, like justification that happened on you. Like Ruth preached justification for the church. For the churches of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. Now, Noah washed the earth. That was the justification of the earth. Can you hear that? The floods of the earth. Is right? Now, the next is Ruth, sanctification. As God sanctified you, the second step. Now, the bride was preached the sanctification by Wesley. Wesley brought sanctification. Is right? The earth was washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ when he came here on earth. He washed it. That was the third stage, is right? Up to that, the earth is clean. The earth has that stage, is right? So this is over, is right? Now, what next is the millennium. Now, we are somewhere here. Look here. We are some about the earth. We are somewhere here. So this rapture, you can bring it here. Can you get that? Because it's not moving together. The steps are not moving together. I hope you can get the steps of redeeming the earth are not moving together. I think that's clear, brothers. Yeah. They're not moving together. So we are somewhere here. The rapture here. We are on earth, but we are in eternity. But we are on earth. Can you get that? Yeah. We are raptured. We are in the eternity, but yet we are here on earth in the element of time, and the earth has not gone to the millennium. Praise be to God. But this can only be compared with this. When you come here and God endures you, because God endures you. The way he was saving the people of Paul was that message of that of Paul that was coming that day and justifying them and sanctifying them and giving the baptism of the Holy Ghost and indwelling them. Is that right? That was what that message was doing. Now here, in this rapture, the message of this age, because it's a message, it's a group of people that are given a message. In the church ages, it's a group of people that is given a message by one messenger. Right? Now here, Jesus Christ comes and he becomes the messenger. Praise to God. That message he gives to the people. What is it? That message is called rapture message. It's called rapture message. It's rapture message. What is it? It's you and him joining together. That's how he preaches. That is how he preaches. He comes and he endures you. Can you get that? Yeah. This is a time of indwelling. He comes and endures you. Right. Like he was doing in Ruther. Like he was doing in Brother Branham. No. All this was a portion. He was enduring you, but in a portion. A portion of the Holy Ghost. A portion of him. A very small portion. That's why Paul, with that great portion of revelation that he had, he was saying, I'm seeing darkly in the grass. He didn't have it. But here now he comes and opens the whole thing. That's why he says, redemption is over. Redemption for what? Not for the earth. Can you get that? He takes the book and opens up completely. Now you don't see like in a grass darkly. Right. I hope you get that. No, seeing in the grass. And you're not taught of anybody. You're not taught of a pastor or a preacher like Gomba. Nobody teaches you. I can teach here. I can just tell you as much as I want. That does not do much. Right. Until God comes and indwells you. When he indwells you, he becomes the teacher. Yes. He opens it up. This is a time of indwelling. This is a time of the rapture. This is a time of God coming and becoming one with the bride. Yes. Yes. That is the age that we are in. An age of now. Not that kind of indwelling that Paul had. Not the kind of indwelling that the justification had. No. So everything here will be super, brothers. Everything here will be super. Talk about justification is a true justification. That's why the prophet calls it, is the prophet who calls it true justification. True justification is though you never did it. When he comes and cleans it, nobody can even. It's done. You're completed. Yeah. And he says, this is mine. Yes. Talk about the Holy Ghost. It's completely banned. When you hear God talking about, he takes that book to the sea of forgetting. What is it? It's cleaning. It's burning it. Yes, sir. And the prophet God says, the Holy Ghost fire. He burns it and takes it away. No ash, no nothing. Nothing is annihilated. Right. That thing is completed. That thing that made you, that thing that was brought and God allowed it, but it was brought by the devil. He called this the other soul. Right. It was brought here by the devil, but God allowed it. It's God, it's devil's soul. Mm-hmm. It is taken and annihilated completely. That's why I'm saying this age is the greatest age. Now, what about the bride? What happens to the bride? And he's here on earth. Death is nothing. There's a promise. Grave, where is your power? Where? Death, where's your sting? Death cannot do you nothing. Grave, where's your power? Grave cannot hold you. You are eternal. Right. You die, this body drops because it's killed by the devil. That does not mean nothing. I hope you get that. It does not mean nothing. Amen. We've come to that age where it is eternal. You are eternity. You are in eternity already. Yes. Not you be. You are eternity. The real you, but this body has got to drop. Right. One of the things that is mine will drop. When it drops, that's okay. Praise be to God. God will be invited to come back. What about the earth? The earth, we are here. In the dispensation of time. We people, when you compare us with the earth, we are here. You see that?
just about to get into millennium. Can you get that? Is that clear?
Yes.
Yeah, we are here in the resurrection of the earth. The earth is through. But that's where we are going. We are going to be called, like here you are called new. You are called new. Like here is called new heaven and new earth. Here, you are called new. You are new creation. Now you can understand why you are called a new creation here. You are called a new creation. Like the earth is called new heaven and earth. We have not come, the earth has not come to that, to be called new heaven and new earth. That's not come. But here, you are called that. I hope you get that. Now, rapture is eternity. That's what I'm saying. Rapture is eternity. God, the eternal one, is in you. You and him has become one.
Amen.
Now, another thing, you listen very carefully because this is a confusion a bit. There's nothing for you now except for this body to drop.
Right.
Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
There's nothing for you. When you're married, you never leave your husband.
Right.
You never leave Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will never leave you. Wherever he goes, he goes. When he becomes a judge, he becomes a judge. Because the whole world will be kind of beat up and banned and everything. And judgment will come after millennium. Is that right?
Yes.
You will still start sitting with Jesus Christ. You and Jesus Christ, you judge. Not Jesus Christ judging. In fact, Jesus Christ and you will be judging.
Yes.
Everything that Jesus Christ is, you are. And you will be. Whatever stage we go, until time is cut out after millennium. Millennium is the end. This is eternity. All this is eternity. Praise be God. All this from here, this is eternity. Now, when the earth gets there, and we get there, can you get that? Because we will be. So we will come down. Listen, we will come down. From here, we will come down. We are in the rapture. We, God endured us here in the rapture. We're here in the rapture. Now, we will drop here. We will drop here. After the earth is renovated. I think you understand that. I've said that so many times. I think I'm boring you on that. Forgive me for that. It's completely burnt up by bombs. You know that? Now from there, you are resurrected. Because God did not intend you. God did not intend that you stay as a spirit. And remember, you are soul and spirit. God did not intend you to stay like that. So you come back here and pick up a glorified body. 21 years, and now you start in the millennium. In the millennium, with just remember, Jesus Christ don't leave you. Whenever he gets you, he doesn't leave you. You're still here with him in the millennium. In the millennium, you're still with here. Now from there, the fire, like the fire of the Holy Ghost, comes down and burns everything. Now not the earth, because the earth is already burned, but he says the earth also will be burned. Now the Holy Ghost fire, what is it? The prophet calls it the lake of fire. The lake of fire that you hear. People will be thrown in the lake of fire. That's the Holy Ghost fire. It will burn everything. That fire could not burn the devil here in the millennium. The devil was there. The spirits were there. The devil was there. Is that right? Now it will burn the spirit, cancer, and everything will be completely annihilated. And now the bride and the bridegroom, and the earth, it gets back to what God wanted it to be. Now in the eighth day, that is the eighth day. What is the eighth day? Is eternity. I say, the earth, you also get into eternity. Now listen, this is not eternal.
Right.
This is still a period of time. But the people in it, can you get that?
Yes, sir.
The people in it will be eternal. Yes. With eternal bodies. Glorified bodies. The people in it. Nobody else except the bride. The bride of every age. And the 144,000. Can you get that? And I say what the prophet is. And Abraham. I don't know who else. Abraham will be there. So we'll be here in the millennium with the new bodies. Never again to live Jesus. This is eternity. Eternity comes and dwells in a period of time. Just like it was in the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
And now you can finish. You know, Adam did not finish a whole day.
Right.
And no man has ever finished a day. Methuselah lived how many long? Nine something. Almost a day, but not a day. Now here, we will finish a day. A whole day, 1,000 years. Praise be to God. Then from there, God does away. God do away with elements of time. So here, we get into eternity. Just like here in the rapture, for me, for you, for the church, he has done away with elements of time. You're not a creature of time. You're not a creature of time. Time is nothing to God. Whether you're going to stay here for, did you know if you stayed here for 100 years, you're not even saying, is it like 20 minutes for God? like 20 minutes for God. You're not a creature of time. Praise God. You are eternal. You are in eternity. Praise be to God. That's why. Okay, let's read this. Okay. Now, at the back of this, let's go back here just a bit. So you see the four? The four is time. Millennium is time. Look at that. Millennium is also time. Millennium is time. Millennium is time. And that is where the bride is getting. That's where the bride is getting to. Both, I know you're tired. That's where the bride is getting to after this. Getting there. And from there, we get into eternity. I hope that is clear. If you have any question on this, you can get it home. I was very happy with Brother Gerard. Brother Gerard drew, and he showed me. He drew things on that. Every time I see something, he drew something. He put a scripture there. It was full of things. I don't know whether we don't have time, but let me just read a quote or two here. No, I'll not read. Can I read just a quote? I had very, very few things here, but okay, let me just read two things here. Okay. That one I read. The first one here, I had read that one. But let's go to paragraph 240. Oh, after time has been fulfilled, all sin is gone on the earth. He's talking about the earth now. He's talking about the earth. The earth, all sin is gone. All sin is gone on the earth. All sin is gone, completely gone. In the same case, because the same stage that you are in the millennium, in the new earth and new heaven, all sin is gone. Also, in you, all sin is gone. I hope you get that. Yes. Now, whenever he talks about the new earth and what he talks about the new earth and new heavens, new earth and new heavens, where Jerusalem will come down and settle. The new Jerusalem is you. Right. New Jerusalem is the bride. If you want a quote, I don't have a 1965 one, but I have a 1962 one. That says, Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem, is the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the prophet says it is from here. I don't know the towns that he gave from America. He gave, I think, from Chicago, and he gave some. It's a big, big place. But that's the bride. The prophet says that's the bride. In the new heavens and new earth. And that's you. Now. The prophet says it's not that you will be. No, now you're in eternity. Yes. You are now there in eternity. The earth is not. The earth is not. Did you know that you're not even... Praise be to God. I hope you know. The rapture, the prophet, I have quotes. The prophet says that Jesus Christ does not even step on earth in the rapture now. You're not on earth. This belongs here is on earth. But you are not on earth. You're in heaven. You are where God dwells. Where God dwells is where you dwell. And you become my people and I'll become your God. That's what he said. So that's where we are at. That's where the... In fact, let me tell you, brothers. The prophet said, if you arise, and God is trying... I have some quotes here. But if God says, if you'd come to where God wants you to be, if you only would come that and grab that, the prophet said, you'd speak things into me. Then the prophet, I have some quotes that says, we are still getting in there. Another quote that says, I think I read it sometimes, long time ago, that an oak tree, you don't plant it, and it comes up just at once. That's right? It grows, and the prophet says, we are growing into that. Yes. And we are staying under the sun, S-O-S-U-N, under the sun, until we get to that. That's where God wants us to be. Now, not when we are in the millennium, sorry. Not when you're in the millennium. Not then. Now. Now, here on earth. Here on earth, when you be. And don't worry where you are. Don't worry. God has a plan. God has a plan. He will get you there. All your weaknesses, all your... Don't worry about those things. Michael, can you do this for me? I'm struggling. It's a bit... Am I finished now? I'm finishing now. I'm not going to talk much now. I can read this. And I think I've talked enough. And so he says... And after time is fulfilled, all sin is gone. All sin is gone from you and from the earth in the eternity, in that portion of eternity. At the millennium, he says at the millennium, because still at the millennium, the bride does not have sin. The bride is in the glorified body. At the great white throne judgment. The great white throne judgment is after the millennium, a type by the Holy Ghost. After the world is on fire and baptized, is baptism of the fire from heaven. All sin is gone. All germs is gone. And now that's exactly what happens. After the seventh church age, the church is completely cleaned in the rapture. You as an individual is completely cleaned and God dwells in you. The wholeness of God dwells in you. You can read that and go down and go down. He says it again. The fullness of time has come. After time has been fulfilled. Sin is gone. After the world's baptism. After the world's baptism. He says it again in paragraph 246, I think. Then the next one is 113. In the Melchizedek. I've read that so many times. And it says, that's right. Then comes the rapture. After Ruther. After that, that's where we go. To the rapture. Rapture is eternity. He says, rapture is eternity. In the Indivisible Union, he says, some of you people, paragraph 379, some of you people that really believe this to be the truth, that we are entering in another age. The prophet was saying like that. Remember why he's saying that at that time? Because they overlap. So he's kind of saying he's coming, and it talks like he's coming like that because they are there together. Okay, that was the time of overlapping. So it's still, now this is 6 years ago. We are there. It's not that we are going, we are there. Mm-hmm. We are entering another age. We are entering the raptured age. Yes. There's an age. The way people here are born again, the way here are redeemed is God. God comes and endures you. Okay, like that. Paragraph 36, modern events made clear. Can you see the new revelation? They settle down, that they fell, and there. And the life goes right through. What is he talking about? It's talking about the wheat plant, is right. We have the tassel, is right, the tassel, and then we have not the tassel, the stalk. Then we have the tassel, is right. Now listen very carefully. The stalk. Then he says the stalk after the stalk, the shark. Remember, don't feel bad when you say the shark is Brother Branham. Then he says, where do you go after that? He says you go to the rapture. The right on to make the wheat. Okay. Brings the whole thing out, yes. Brings up the rapture. Okay? Now, the last one. The last one. Let me read this one and just close now. Mm-hmm. We have to follow the wheat. This is serious, eh? he talks about something, and he says that people here today, because he's talking about this age, is right? Have to follow the wheat. What is that? They're going to be in this age. Right? In this age of the rapture, they'll be raptured. People here on this age will be in the raptured. Listen, he's not talking about the Catholic and the full gospel. He's not talking about that. Right. He's not, they will either be raptured, be on the wheat, or be the shark, right, or be with the Branham in the seventh church age. Mm-hmm. Can you get that? Let's read it. Just a bit and then we close. All the way from Ruther on down to the Pentecostal oneness. There's not a place can receive it. Neither can a man receive it, stay in the denomination. Right. He will have to follow the wheat, right, the message of the hour, Jesus Christ in the bride, the rapture, or go with the shark. Brother Branham, listen. Is this an audition? Brother Branham, an audition church age. What are the churches are doing? The churches are in the shark. Message churches are in the sack. Yes, that's where they are. God is telling you, be in the wheat. Right. Be in the message of the hour. The message of the hour is the wheat. Yes. Anything else is the shack. And there's no life in the shack. The life left the shack, where is it now? Is in the wheat. Yes, that's why I tell people, don't think going to any denomination, any churches, because it's called a message church, you're okay. No. And I'm not talking about churches. I'm talking about the faith, what you hold. What do you hold? Right. I'm not telling you, Sunday, don't go here. No, no, not even here. I'm saying, be in the wheat.
Yes, sir.
Be in the message of the hour. Outside of the message of the hour is death. There's no, let me reach there. But if you have any question on this, or on the quotes are over there. You have it? Just ask me. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for the way you've come. I didn't intend to come that way, Lord. But I don't know. I don't know why it came that way, but you do. And we thank you for that. If there's anything, Lord, that maybe something that can help somebody, Father, open it even further, because you said you'd continue revealing yourself out throughout eternity. And we know, Lord, that this is just a very small speck of your revelation. You are greater and greater and greater than our minds can fathom. We know that, Lord. And that is where we want to dwell. We want to dwell on your revelation. We want to live there, Father. And, Lord, we want to grow. We remember the children of Israel, Lord God. Whenever they stopped, according to the history of the children of Israel and their journey to the promised land, whenever they stopped somewhere, Lord God, and dwelt for some time there, they always sinned against you. And if we stagnate and don't grow, and you don't make us grow and get higher and higher and higher, Lord, that would not be good. We don't want that. We want to grow in the revelation of God. We want you to take us. We want to stay under that S-O-N, Lord, permanently, and we surrender to it completely, Lord. Thank you for what you've done this much, Father. Thank you for everything. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. All right. Brother Michael says that you are dismissed. Not me, Michael. God bless you.